Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey, everybody. What's going on? Rob Cesternino back here after episode number 10 of Deal or No Deal Island. And a big episode to talk about tonight as the Final Four is set. And a big player goes out of the game. We'll talk about it all here with the queen of Deal or No Deal podcasting. It's Jenny Autumn. Jenny Donde.
Donde. Rob, I am wearing my money green tonight because I was so inspired by Kamari and Ben's outfits. No, I'm here for the fashion. I almost felt like I should have switched to the black because sad. The funeral of Aaron tonight. I felt stressed no matter how this was going to end. Again, this is the second week in a row of Dondi where I'm like stressed watching it. And I will also say, we can get to it. Tears were shed.
All right.
Tears were shed. I hate this. I cried.
Yep.
Dondi made me cry tonight. Mm-hmm. Okay. So
you'll laugh, you'll cry. Again, yep. Okay.
This show evokes feelings.
Feelings, all the feels tonight. Of course, man, with a big exit interview tomorrow, be sure to check out Aaron talking with Recap Kickback's own Chappelle.
Dundee! Listen. I am so sad to be talking to Aaron, but also very excited. I think I'm a fan of him. He's a great reality TV character, you know, like gameplay aside, whatever you want to say about, like, oh, he's bad in challenges, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. The character is welcome here, Rob.
We'll never forget him.
Never.
One of the stars of this season.
Weren't you just saying that this was your guy? I feel like in our last podcast, you were manifesting the Aaron win and you were all in on Aaron and you had me believing. And I thought we were heading down that path tonight in this episode where it's like, he's going to slay the dragon.
He's gonna take the shot.
Betray Rob. And then it's going to happen.
I can't believe he got the invite for supper.
Listen.
He might not get another supper.
Yeah. but it didn't happen. He didn't have to make. And I'm sure if you're some of these other people like Miranda, that got asked, like, so if it was gonna be if it went your way tonight, who are you gonna take out? We got to get to the bottom of that tomorrow.
I have to know. This episode was such a roller coaster of emotions because, yes, I said it. I was rooting for Aaron. It's fine. The guy was so rootable. He just was. But I've also pointed out several times that Aaron cannot be trusted. And I was like, you know, y'all, I feel like we talked about this last week. I was like, I feel like we're not giving him enough credit. Give him the gun. Let him slay the dragon. Let him take out his biggest target. It's right there. He takes out the biggest target. He wins the game. What if that happens? We have to hoist this man into the air and say, like, you did it. You took out one of the biggest.
Was he going to do it?
Was he going to do it?
And we'll find Chappelle. We'll ask him tomorrow. But it's just Chappelle. All right. Lock it in tonight. Deal or no deal?
Okay. Hear me out. He was going to do it. But in the exit interview, he's not going to admit it. He's not going to admit it, okay? Mm-hmm. Exit interviews are not canon. My guy was going to do it, okay? Because here's the thing. Rob saw him. He's like, damn, I think he might have smartened up. He said at the beginning, every time I tell him to take me out quickly and they never do, and here we are. I'm like, okay. Aaron, you're in a unique position. Most people, when it gets down to this point and Boston Rob's right there, he's not available to be targeted. But Aaron, it's right there. Yes, this other alliance is after you. But that alliance doesn't matter if you can't get past the big boss, if you can't get past Mr. Cooper himself, you know? And so it's like, yeah, You got it. Bowser is right there. We got to the castle. You rescued the princess. Her name was Alyssa. Aaron slays the dragon.
Yeah.
Well, we don't ever get an answer. And I would love to have seen Aaron in that position, because I think that's where reality stars are made. Being able to make the hard decision to pull a Steve Moses and cut Vanessa. Like, you know what I'm saying? Those are the moments that we look for in our good players. But
yeah,
somehow the Grinch's heart grew like two sizes. And I was like, but Boston Rob and him are really friends, and I don't want them to cut it. Oh my God, what if they're not going to be friends anymore? I mean, he said he didn't have any more room for friends, and now he's got Aaron on his friendship. He can kick somebody else off his friendship roster. Him and Sandra ain't that cool. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. So I was just like, damn, you're really going to cut him and not be friends? I kind of started rooting against Aaron at some point. Like, I don't want you to cut your friend. So
that would hurt.
This might have been the,
okay.
This might have been the best case scenario.
No, we need the Rob and Aaron giant heads on
next season. They'll go to the island of the idols. Okay, Jenny, yeah. You, I feel like, on this panel are the mm-hmm. most tapped in to Aaron, okay? Even going back to our days of talking about on the RHAP Rewind, some of the shows that you've watched in the past, I feel like you have a particular skill set to be able to be the Aaron whisperer.
Are you saying I'm an Alyssa? Is that what you're saying?
I think so. I think so. I think you have some Alyssa energy, princess card.
I mean, I know that if I were playing this game with Aaron, like I would adore him and I would also be working with him. So I can definitely see that. So here's the thing. We got so many confessionals from Aaron, especially, you know, the ones right leading up to Temple, where it sounds like he's ready to take the shot. He knows what he has to do. Like, he doesn't really respect Stephanie and Amy and how they're playing, but he's like, they're right. I have been blindly loyal, and I'm not a manipulative, backstabbing person in real life, but sometimes this is what you have to do in the game. Now, so he's saying all of these things, and I'm like, okay, we've got these confessionals, so he must really, really be considering it. And he's clearly very emotional through it. However, the one thing I did think about while watching how the game went down at the temple, it seemed like Stephanie and Amy had very little faith that Aaron was going to do it. So either Aaron was fully keeping his cards to his chest and not letting them know how sure he was about making the shot, and he was just doing this all internally, or because I just thought, like, wouldn't they have been a little bit more confident if Aaron had actually gone to them and said, hey, I'm going to do it.
That's a pretty astute observation. Stephanie the Banker's Temple does say, okay, well, if Aaron, if he survives this, like, or, you know, or if he goes out here, I'm going to have, I'm sorry. Stephanie basically said that it was going to be her if Aaron won that, correct? Mm-hmm. That she said that in confessional. And
at Temple, I feel like something changed at that point. She seemed very like sure she was going. The vibe was down on her.
And Rob did not seem particularly desperate at the and maybe, you know, Rob just didn't want to tip his hand too much. But I kind of feel like that if Rob had his back to the wall, as we were led to believe he may have, I kind of feel like that he is, you know, pressing this a little bit harder. What do you think, Chappelle?
I don't know. Because I don't know if you want to spook Aaron, right? Because Aaron, mm-hmm. of course, you want Aaron to feel good about the decision he's making. Because logically, yeah, it makes total sense to cut Boston Rob here. But Boston Rob is trying to appeal to his heart. So if he starts to get very, very desperate, you know, Aaron's like, but don't you want me to do well in the game? You know, at some point it starts to feel like, okay, you want me to choose you over me at this point, you know? And I think you can't push that too much. I think you kind of have to let Aaron come to it and look at you over there in the corner, kind of like, somberly accepting your fate that you trust him, right? Because if you don't trust him, why should he trust you? So I think he's trying to kind of like lure him in with a soft hand as opposed to being like, no, Aaron, you got to listen. It's me and you, blah, blah, blah. Because it is the final four. There's not really much Rob can do for you at this point anyway. At some point, it looks like each of you are going to have to be able to stand on your own. So he's literally just appealing to, yes, you might lose to me, but wouldn't you rather it be me? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's hard to project without it sounding so self-serving.
I think that Rob had to have felt at least somewhat comfortable. I think he knew that there was a chance, but I think that if he felt like that, it was the odds were against him, that Aaron was more likely going to betray him. Like, I really do think that he would have been leaning on Aaron harder. I just don't think that Rob is the kind of person who would play it passively if he felt like that there was a real danger that he was going to be the person to be taken out.
Look, I don't want to put go ahead, Jenny. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying, all I was going to say was like, we might not have gotten a chance to see where he would have, like, you know, if Aaron makes a good deal there, that might have been the moment where Rob's panic mode kicks in and he, starts an engagement with Stephanie. So it's like a way to kind of have her, you know, shoot herself in the foot and for him to really show Aaron, like, you're going to make a bad decision here if you like, so it might just not have even gone to that point. He was kind of just sitting back and being like, let's just see how this game plays out. And I'll know when I look at his face, because Aaron is very obvious. I think he's just so, you know, genuine that he doesn't lie well to people's faces, and he often deflects to tell the truth. And so I really do think that Rob was kind of holding back and waiting to see what actually happened here. And we might've seen him kick into high gear if Aaron had made a good deal.
Okay. Now, in fairness to Boston Rob, he's kind of been thrown under the bus by Stephanie in this episode, or going back to the last episode when Stephanie was telling her lies about how Rob was saying to target Nick, and Rob was also saying to target Aaron. Now,
new information.
Do we think that Aaron ends up buying this, or is he looking at Rob as a target just because that he realizes that Rob is the biggest threat to win? Or is any part of him then saying, oh, I can't trust Rob anymore, Rob said to target me?
I think Stephanie has proven in this episode that she is not a great liar. You know, I think everybody of the final five, they were all looking at each other, and deep down they were all like, I mean, they were saying it in passing, like, I don't believe her. At some point her story was just so convoluted. Amy's like, bro, she lying. Jordan, like, it's obvious that she's lying. Like, there's Rob knows she's lying because he knows what he didn't say. So it'd be absurd for Aaron to really be like, well, maybe Stephanie's not lying. Like even Amy don't believe it, you know? And so I think that maybe there might be a tiny inkling of that. But for the most part, it's still Boston Rob sitting right there with his head just like on the guillotine. And it's like, you have to be able to make the move, because if you lose this game in the final two, people are going to say, hey, you dumb, why didn't you take the move? You know, I feel like Rob was actually, I think he might've felt like he was in danger, because there were moments and they were cut. We cut away from them very quickly. But there are definitely moments where Rob looks like almost like teary-eyed talking to Aaron on the beach. Like, hey, bro. Like, he's like, so Aaron, I don't have anything to worry about, right? And Aaron's like,
I wouldn't maybe. Say that.
Yeah. And Rob said, maybe. What the hell is maybe? And he's like, bro, we did not do this. Like, you could see the passion. Yeah. And we have seen him take passive approaches when his back is against the wall before. Rob, give me a Boston Rob impersonation. He's talking to Jerry Manthe. It's Heroes versus Villains. It's Jerry and Coach. It's Rob. He's right there. Does she go with Russell? You know, you've heard that conversation. It's kind of like, Jerry, it's us, baby. Come on. You know what to do, right?
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. It's like, if you are relying on your relationships and the things that you've built, like the foundation you have built with someone, like, and you're worried that that person's starting to feel comfortable about the idea of going back on it, the best thing you can do is reaffirm how strong you feel about that, because especially if his strategy here is to appeal to Aaron's emotional side, it could be too dangerous to get too like reactionary and panicky and like, well, like, and we did still see a little bit of that, like, you know, speckled in his behavior through this episode. But I think that he's like, I have to step back and just show that, like, hey, you're my guy. We're going to ride this out together. And I trust you, and you're going to win tonight. And we're going to take her out. We're going to ride off into the freaking sunset together. Like,
Boston
that shows
brains.
You, like, I'm not questioning you. Like, mm-hmm. you're literally telling me that you're questioning things, but I'm not going to validate that by freaking out. I'm going to say, hey, you're having a moment of questioning what's going on here. I know this is solid. We are solid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And like, let's just do this. Yeah. Let's just finish the job.
Well, I think mm-hmm. the piece of information that Rob is missing, and I don't know if Aaron ever gives it to him, is that Stephanie told Aaron that Rob was targeting him. So I think from Rob's mind, I think he feels like a little bit of like, hey, where's this coming from? Why are you being like this? And like, I don't know if you. Aaron ever tells him. Yeah. Like, I think he says like, hey, Aaron, you're not getting any smart ideas, right? You're not thinking about, you know, you're not having any doubts, right? He doesn't to let him know what the issue is.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that Aaron thought logically about what Stephanie was doing and didn't actually believe any of this. Like, I do think that most of Aaron's hesitation on Rob was just him kind of like realizing how close to the end he was, and that the fact that he probably can't beat Rob at the end. But think about it. Aaron has been working so closely with Rob and knows that Rob probably was never targeting Nick. So when Stephanie starts off just saying, oh, yeah, Rob was trying to get me to go after Nick, and then suddenly the next day the story gets a new piece, and now it's, oh, also Aaron. Like, you have to be Aaron and think logically here, being like, I'm pretty sure he wasn't talking about Nick in the first place. And now Nick is gone and she's adding me into the picture. Like, you, mm-hmm. at a certain point, you have to say she's looking to any other person that might be an opportunity to eliminate someone and making sure that it's Rob and not her. I have faith in my guy, Aaron, that he would have seen that. But we don't ever see Aaron and Rob talk about what Stephanie said about Aaron. So I don't think that he ever confronted Rob about it.
Let's set up from the beginning of the episode. Okay. After the very a lot of tension in the temple last episode, that Rob confronts Amy about that he never said Nick was the target. He never said Amy was a target. Rob is not saying that he ever said anybody was a target from this group. He ends up leaving. The girls are all talking to Aaron, and they ask him, was Rob coming for Nick? He does not have any information on that, but Stephanie is trying to tell Aaron, you know, Rob said he's coming for you.
It was the way Stephanie started to craft this lie as she was saying it. It's like you could hear the wheels turn, and she's like, Rob was coming for Nick. And then also, Aaron, he said that you wouldn't be a good choice either. And he's like, a good choice for what? And she's like, to be partnered with in the game. He's like, what? Yeah, she wants me to be her. He wants me to be his number one, not you. So yeah, we're going to vote you out, and then I'm going to be his tight too. That's what he said. And Aaron's like, damn, that's a plot
and
twist. Like,
and why are you telling me this?
Yeah.
Like, super what? Believable stuff here.
Right. He's like, so you mean to tell? So he's like, so let's just be clear. Since day one, and I've talked to this man a lot, he's hated you since the day we got off the Jeeps. But now he's thought, okay, I'm no use to him, and he would much rather be with you, I guess. I mean, if Stephanie, I think from Stephanie's point of view, if she's telling him, like, Aaron, you're useless to this man in the challenge. Did you see how mad he was? earlier, like when we did the last thing, like when you couldn't get the walkie-talkie to work. He's tired of you as an ally. He's ready to flip on you. He doesn't want to use you anymore. He's going to cut you. He's going to leave you behind, blah, blah. And so maybe that seeped in. But it just sounded like a bad lie in general. Like at the final four, Rob's like, yeah, let me switch up number one allies right now, even though he's still in the game.
They'll never see it coming.
Yeah. It'd be the what is it? A crime that like they'd be untraceable. You know what I'm saying?
Perfect crime.
Yeah. There's like, yeah, Stephanie, you're my new Aaron at the final five. It's like, why do you need a new Aaron at the final five? You should be trying to beat both of them anyway. So I just felt like it wasn't a great lie.
Yeah. Well, good.
I was going to say, well, also because like Amy is the person that asks Stephanie, like if Rob was really going after Nick, because Aaron, again, she only hears that from Stephanie. And Stephanie, like the way that she says yes was so like hesitant and just screamed lie. I mean, yes, I'm going in with the bias of knowing that she is telling, like she is telling a lie, but it just felt very, very obvious. So I think at
can
that
you
point,
give us the Stephanie yes?
It was kind of just like, yeah. Mm-hmm. I think it was something like
you
that.
Sure?
It was definitely not.
You sure?
Like
Rob said get rid of Nick and Aaron. That's what he said.
She's like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yep. It's like she had to think about it. She's like, yeah. I don't know if that was verbatim, but it was definitely not a like confident, absolutely like this is fact. And I do think that while we do have all the information here, we know she's lying. So of course we're saying like, oh, you're poorly lying. We see as the episode unfolds, I think that it was like actually just bad lying because Amy starts to
even Amy's like, I don't know.
Yeah.
That's not passing the smell test.
Night Owl. Those are the last two original Night Owls. And I think, you know, there's a bigger predator out there that's ready to just like.
All right. Yeah. Enter Jordan, who I think, I don't know, starting to feel like this is Jordan's game to win.
Yeah.
Are you getting that?
Last week.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
All right. Jordan.
He's getting close to the most palatable and like it's almost
rising. Like, yeah.
Your stock is rising.
Yeah. So, okay. Jordan comes to Rob. She thinks that Stephanie is lying about things.
Because Stephanie is lying. You know, like I said, everybody can see it. So here's the thing. I blame Stephanie for trying because at
you gotta
this
try.
Point, you gotta try something, right? You have to try something. This is honestly, I couldn't ask for better gameplay from any of these people, honestly. Like, don't get me wrong, Stephanie's lie was bad, but the idea that you need to be like getting some type of confusion in Aaron's head about whether or not he should be moving forward with Boston Rob, there's even a moment where they all look at him dead in the eye and say, hey, can you beat Boston Rob in a final two? Yes or no? And Aaron's like, damn, when you put it like that, yeah, like regardless of if this man's loyal to me or not, don't I want to win the game? And Jordan is the only one who's like, man, y'all really on him. Like, you know, y'all kind of get off his neck a little bit, let him breathe. And so Jordan is really kind of like, all right, how can I navigate this without making me a target? Because she likes that the two sides are fighting. The girls need to be fighting for Jordan to keep sliding under the radar. That means she has to start running information back to Boston Rob. And he now trusts her, what, 0.5? What was it, a half?
Yeah, all right, let's do the updates on. Okay.
Power rankings.
Yeah. All right, time to update the odds on the scoreboard of trust, okay? Mm-hmm. Jordan is up from 0 to 1.5%.
Yeah, percent.
He's suffering out here, okay?
Yes, okay. Update, Amy is at 0. And yeah. Stephanie,
no change.
Stephanie in the stock watch has fallen, very sadly. Stephanie is been downgraded to negative infinity.
Negative infinity.
I don't even think I've ever heard the number negative infinity before.
Negative infinity.
Percent.
Negative infinity.
Percent. Percent. You can't forget that this is percentages we're working on. Negative infinity percent.
This is a math show.
Dog.
How did I end up here?
Me and Jenny are both like, yeah, and how?
Negative infinity percent. Yeah. Yeah. But oh, Rob, man. He still trusts Aaron, but we see him. He didn't get a number from him.
But
Rob says to Aaron before the excursion, hey, don't get any crazy ideas, okay?
And Aaron says, well, I'm not going to flip on you. That's what you think. I'm like, what are you talking about? I'm going to flip on you. Who said anything about flipping? Rob's like, I didn't say anything about flipping. I literally was talking about this challenge.
He was like,
you need to get your head in the game, Aaron. I need you to focus on this. And Aaron's like, focus on not voting you out? I'm sorry, what? I'm sorry. I'm definitely, whoo, is it hot in here? Anybody got some tea? Ben, Kamari? You know, like you could just see the nervousness like exuding from his skin. I know Rob was sick. Rob looks so fed up. Y'all know I'm an Aaron stan, but I was not wrong. Aaron is just absolute awful ally for Rob because Rob at this point normally has the people who are like, at this point, it's Boston Rob and me to the end, and I am just blindly loyal, and I'm about to go hand this man a bunch of money, or I'm going to marry him. One of the two things are going to happen because this is where we are in the game. And Aaron's the only person who's gotten this far who's like, wait a minute. Like, what if I win the game? What about that? And Rob's like, no, you're not supposed to do that. What happened? Steph, God damn it, Stephanie, this is your fault. So I was enjoying seeing Boston Rob kind of try to tell us, like, yeah, maybe Aaron should be coming after me, but dang, I want to win too, right? Like, don't he like me? Are we friends? What?
Well,
the emotional appeal is the Boston Rob appeal now, Jenny.
Because he's a softened, he's a dad. He looks at, you know, some of these things differently. And I don't think he's taking it as deep as he did when he was in the thick of it, when he was younger and he was like a little bit more scrappy. And I'm not, this is not to say, I mean, he's still running the table. He's still impressing us, like doing
Final Four.
Like we're at Final Four. Exactly. But to Aaron's defense, I remember that first episode and Aaron did not blind. Like, I think that he got to a point where, you know, in the middle of the game, he was so like his connection with Rob, he was riding really hard for him. And he even says it himself, he was blindly loyal to him at points, but he knew from early on what Rob's reputation was. He was familiar enough with him as a player that he wasn't going to necessarily just be a brainless follower of his. And it's so we kind of always knew that he had this in him. And it was just because of the way things shook out and how things really ended up with, like, you know, him and Alyssa and Rob kind of becoming like the other, and then Alyssa gets taken out, and then that's really all that Aaron's got left at this point. I think he starts like really clinging to that emotional connection he's made with Rob, and Rob's been looking out for him. And I think that we get to the end of the game and Aaron is also waking up on his own and being like, hey, you remember you said that like when this game started, you either take out Boston Rob or he takes you out. Like, you are aware of the fact that working with him is dangerous, but you chose to do the devil you know strategy here. We're getting down to it. When do you pull, like when do you wake up and do something? So that's why I'm still like, he could have done it tonight. Like, he might have done it. But I think that just the way that the alliances shook out in the bulk of the game, it was hard for him. Like, he couldn't have been the person to take out Rob, and he didn't need to be the person. And he found himself like in this position in this episode where he had to have been the person to do it. Everyone was expecting him to do it. I think that Aaron does so much better in this game if someone else had just been the person that took the shot. And there were so many other people that could have done it. Like, that's why it was so stressful to watch and be like, I can't believe we're going to be in a situation where Aaron is the one that ultimately ends Rob here. Like, heart beating out of my chest. But I think he's always had it in him. He just needed to wait. Like, he's just the way the things that worked out. But yeah.
Mm-hmm. I have a question for our Rob.
Yes.
If this is Alyssa and not Stephanie, does Aaron flip on Rob here?
Yes.
If this is Alyssa and Alyssa and not Stephanie. So Alyssa,
Stephanie's gone.
So Wait, but okay.
Stephanie makes a bad deal, gets eliminated, let's say.
Hold on. So that Alyssa has told him that Rob said that he was saying his name. He believes it 100%. There's not a doubt in his mind.
If Alyssa survives to this point, Rob's dead. Like Aaron's in there.
Unless Aaron still makes the bad deal.
Oh, and he would have gladly lost to Alyssa. He wouldn't have ever been talking. Like, if Stephanie was like, oh, Alyssa's been saying your name. Nope, not a chance. No way.
So let her say it.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Amy's like, Aaron, Alyssa's going to be you. No. We made a final two. That's my princess card.
Yeah. I was just thinking about it while Jenny was talking, because Jenny was making some good points that Rob being here is bad for Aaron's game, because Aaron is what people are looking at as a goat in the final two. I want him in the end with me so I can beat him. So Amy would have taken him to the end. Nick would have taken him to the end. Stephanie would have taken him to the end. Aaron going up against the Baker this round was the worst case scenario, because nobody was going to target Aaron. Nobody. He was just going to just skate to the end. Mm-hmm. He should have listened to Boston Rob.
It's true.
You could lead a horse to water, Chappelle.
I mean, and Boston Rob had the horse by the neck and was just like, drink, damn it, drink.
I hate water.
The shenanigans. I hate water. I hate the banker. The shenanigans that went on during this excursion, Rob, were just like, it was just like Boston Rob just like running smack into a wall over and over again. Like, what the hell are you doing? And everyone's like, I don't know. What do you want me to
do? I did like this excursion, though. I thought it was interesting.
Yeah, it was fun. I like this one, too.
Yeah. Let's talk about this excursion in this episode. I know a lot of people feeling like, oh, they just like are making this game so Rob gets to the end. Well, I thought it was a bold decision to take immunity away here for whoever gets the highest case, because it seemed like, okay, when I saw the challenge, get on the jet ski, go out there, I'm like, all right, like, I think Rob's got this. But they no immunity for anybody here in this spot. So really, that was a big blow to Rob.
Yeah, I said I was about ready to be on Team Rig It for Rob. Mm-hmm. And the show said, we're not doing that.
No.
I mean,
and I said, I respect you.
He still had a really good chance of getting what he wanted, because, I mean, you would think, okay, Rob has two people who are willing to give him the shot at the banker. A lot of people are going to go for the highest amount so they can make the decision, get whatever game advantage, or take the personal offer. Rob is coming in saying, I just want to go up against the banker. I'll put all my pieces on my partner. They'll put all their pieces on me. And he's been making a good relationship with Jordan. So maybe, just maybe, you know, the way the dice rolls, you know, he might catch a couple more marbles, only to find out that his number one ally kind of snaked him and was like, what? Oh, you wanted the marbles? Oh, you wanted to go up against the banker. Oh, wow. Oh, my God. Rob's like, stop playing with me. Stop playing with me. I've done this too many times, Aaron. You know I'm not dumb. You know I see what you're doing. Aaron's like, what do you mean? I'm sorry.
I wanted to be in the middle. I wasn't going to be in the middle. Yeah.
It's like, stop it. Now all of a sudden you don't understand the strategy of the game, Aaron.
Because it was a half measure too, right?
Like, yes.
The second. Because
then you end up tying.
Lowest.
Yeah. If he had just committed to the plan, then Rob would have been up against the banker. Rob's not cutting Aaron here. It's just not happening.
Yeah. I do feel like that at this moment in the episode, I feel like that there was the highest percentage chance that Aaron was turning against Rob, especially at the point where Aaron goes out on the jet ski. Or sorry, when Rob goes out on the jet ski and they're all watching and he's taking so long, and they're the three women are like, you see, this is look at what he's doing. He's figuring it out. He's trying to get the most power. And he's like, yeah, you know what? He wants to be
classic
in the
Boston Rob.
Yeah, that's it. Like, I really feel like of any point in the episode, this is when he was the most out on Rob.
Can I defend Rob here? Because
please.
Please, of course.
They said, so Joe says, you know, the money, it's not just time that's going to run out. The money is going to go down the longer you take. There was no context given, at least in what I noticed, on how long, like, it seemed that what ended up happening was for every minute, $500K seemed to drop from the $10 million dollars that was on the screen or whatever. Rob was the first to go, which was decided by Stephanie, which that was also wild. Joe says, Stephanie, because you survived being in the bottom two last week, you get to choose the order. Well, what? Why? Mm-hmm. We're in a whole different episode now, Joe. Why is Stephanie getting power from something that happened in the last episode? Sure. Okay. She chooses Rob to go first. Rob didn't know, like, he's the first person there. He's got the most options. It would make sense for him to take the longest to figure out, like, what the thing is, because he's got, like, the most things to consider here. And I don't think he knew how much money was going to be decreasing in his, like, time that he's taking. So they're all being like, see how long he's taking, see. I think whoever would have went first would have been also taking a while, because they probably had no context for how much money was being lost in that time. Also, what if you have time blindness? Okay. So I'm just saying, this to me was like, everyone just like, oh, you see? Oh, he just doesn't care. He only cares about himself. He's just letting that money run down. Rob has no freaking idea how much money is running down in this moment. Mm-hmm. He has no idea. He's just reading the rules and making his decision. And I guarantee you, Aaron would have taken just as long, if not longer, if he had gone first.
Yeah. And he had to kind of figure out what they were doing and like had to think it through and like, all right, let me just decide how I want to handle this. And so
thinking about what people will do after him based on what he does. Like, I don't know. You have to set the tone.
Yeah. Okay. So he sets the tone, takes the smallest case with the most power, puts 7 votes onto Aaron. Who goes out next? Amy, who gets a pretty sweet personal offer. I mean, $75K just to take the suitcase and have the least votes for what's going to happen here. This was such a no brainer.
Yeah. It shows you kind of what position people are in, because Rob could have taken that case, but it wouldn't have behooved him. Now that's a conversation that we almost grazed right past. There is a world where Rob just takes $75K and says, all right, bye. You know, like somebody else go up against the baker, you know, like, sure, I tried. You know what I'm saying? Whatever. You almost got me, but I got $75,000. Yeah. That's a lot of money.
But out of anybody that's here, he is the person who is the most, like we talked about, like for Dawson, okay, 100K or a shot. Like, look, you know, I'm sure Rob's not going to sneeze at 75K, but 75K probably doesn't change his life. Whereas that 8 million might.
And he's running the numbers, like we've been saying. At this point, he's like, listen, if I don't take this, like, that doesn't mean that I'm for sure gone here. Like, my chances of surviving this round anyway are still okay. And every second in this game longer that I last, the better my odds get. Like, he knows what he's capable of. Mm-hmm. The problem here is that he was going into this excursion with an assumption that him and Aaron were on the same page. Yeah. So he ran the math. He said, I'm going to take the most amount of votes, lowest case, put them on Aaron. And, you know, he's going to do the next less case and put them on me. And it's all going to work out. But him and Aaron were not on the same page.
Mm-hmm.
And potentially he had another ally, because prior to this challenge happening, Amy's looking at him and saying, hey, right, you got a number one. You want a number two? And Rob says, oh, okay. Like,
what does he look like turning away any allies?
No. You have it. Oh, man. He's back. He's back. Boston Powers number is back.
Mm-hmm.
I think that with Rob, let's say Amy is sincere in wanting to work with Rob. All she got to do is throw him like one or two marbles. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not like she has to throw her lot. Like, I gave all of mine to Rob. It's like, nah, let's say there's a little bit of truth to it. All he needs is to luck up on one or two more, and then he gets that spot. And then we see that Amy isn't loyal to him. So I just think that he had some options in his mind going into that point.
But have you ever heard anybody on any of these shows say like, hey, are you looking for a number two?
Maybe people are going Tim, to Aqua yeah, Dump on Survivor.
Tiki Man. I'm looking for number two. Yeah. But I've never heard anybody say, like, hey, like, I'll be your number two ally.
Like, I'm okay with being, like how
I'll be your side ally.
And that is what I criticize Rob for in this episode, where I was like, at what point why would you trust Amy in this situation?
Mm-hmm. Like, it didn't hurt him.
Jordan,
to
I understand.
Yeah.
Like, when you've had the conversations you've had with Jordan at this point, where they're talking on the beach and Jordan's like, she's lying, and I know she's lying. Amy has been like Stephanie's right-hand woman this like whole time. There are the two remaining original hootie-hoos. And how is she suddenly just like being like, oh, hey, let's work together? Like, I just was kind of surprised Rob didn't see through that sooner. I'm sure that he's in a position where he has to accept
any yes to everybody,
deal
right.
for sure. Yeah. But it seemed to me that he was actually like weighing some validity on that. And I was like, you should have been so ready for this girl to be BSing you.
I think he was in his head, like, thank you, Amy.
Yeah. And we know what he really meant.
Yeah. You're probably right, but it did seem to me like a little bit like he was like, hey, if we want to like make this deal, like that's good for me. I don't know.
He just needs one more. This is one of those games where all you need, your luck could change so much in just one more episode, because your biggest op could shoot themselves out of the game, you know? And so it's like, yeah, everything could go wrong for you. But if Deal or No Deal Island goes wrong for whoever up against the banker, it doesn't matter. And we saw that in this episode.
Okay. I got to say, kudos to Aaron. I kind of thought Aaron and the jet ski was going to be a disaster. I was really worried about our guy. I was like, I hate the jet ski. Like, you know, he doesn't like the ATVs. He did fine. He did very well. Good job, Aaron.
Action star Aaron. I liked it.
Except that he comes back with a middle of the pack briefcase, and Rob is like, are you kidding me?
I told you. I was like, look, I've been telling y'all for weeks. I said, you got to watch my boy, man. He got the eye of the tiger. He's like, look, Rob is a survivor, yes, but I can take him out. And I think that was, like you said, Rob, this is the moment where he's probably the most out on Boston Rob, where he's entertaining the idea of, well, you know I could do something that would benefit Rob, but if he goes, it doesn't hurt my chances.
Yeah. And Rob instantly is like, oh, come on. After everything we've been through, this is what you're doing. He's like, what? Is this wrong? He's like, come on.
Well, that's the problem. You blew it. Aaron playing dumb, and like, because Rob knows he's smart, and Rob's like, I know how to count. Like, why are you trying to like pretend that it made sense for you to do what you did here? Like, you didn't even go for like a high case. You went from like, you didn't go either end of it. Like, what is the argument for what you did here? Like, I'm not stupid. Yeah, you know, it's tricky here. And these are the examples
I was born
of
at
Aaron
night,
where,
not last night.
Yes, the Boston Rob, the greatest hits. I was waiting for Aaron to at some point be like, Rob, I told you I would help you if I can. I would take care of you if I can, but I cannot. Instead he said, maybe. You know, so I was like, damn it, Aaron, right there. It's just twist the knife. You gotta listen, you only got a limited amount of time on reality TV. Play the game.
Yep.
Rob has a new buzzword I've noticed too.
What is it?
Twice in this episode, rotten.
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 He calls Stephanie rotten. And then when he says to Aaron, after everything we've been through, and he's like, rotten.
You know
rotten.
What? It was probably the bananas. So there was an issue with the bananas that was why they were out of the bananas. Yeah.
Yeah. Could everything's be. Rotten at this
every
point.
Time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Stephanie's gonna go. She takes the $3.5 million case. She gives her votes to Amy, and Jordan is the last to go. What is Jordan going to do? It's a mystery. $1 million bonus case added. Like, who cares? So what? Yeah.
Okay.
whatever.
Yeah, it was just because there were five of them left, and so we needed a sixth case on the big side of the board, and it was just such a
I did like
burger.
The countdown clock. That was kind of cool, but...
That was cool, but it was like, again, did they have any concept of how, like... The first person didn't, I don't think, knew. I guess after everyone saw what the increments were going down. But this is another example. Stephanie is just like, okay, we need a night owl in the bottom. Woo-hoo. And she puts all of her marbles on Amy and has not given, these two have not given Jordan any reason to feel really safe in how they brought her into this alliance. And Stephanie just leaves thinking, oh yeah, Jordan's going to know what to do. She's going to take as many marbles as she can, also put them on Amy, and everything's going to work out. You can't expect this from people that you've clearly shown them that they are on the bottom. And we even hear it from Jordan in this episode where she recognizes I'm three in the Night Owl. So like, Stephanie, you should not be expecting Jordan to do what you want to do here. She is going to make the move that keeps her in the middle. Put someone in there that's going to fire at each other. Like, let's keep the numbers as even as possible so I can stay in that middle, baby.
Jordan would be a hell of a Big Brother player. I mean, dear God, she got it. She got this down pat, man.
Floater queen.
Right. Disappear for the first 80 days, pop up at the end, win a couple challenges. Like, Jordan Giesling, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And would she be in the episodes? Probably not for a while.
Probably not, but it's okay. You take that check home, Jordan. Take that check home.
Okay. All right, we got to get to our tie break. All right, Rob has 7 votes. Aaron has 7 votes. It's come down to Amy. Break the tie.
Yeah. We're just making up rules as we go.
She had the highest case. Yeah. Break the tie.
The highest case doesn't get safety, but they do get a personal offer, and they do get the power to choose who's going to face the banker of the two. And now... this was just because they tied. Like, it's that's why she had to decide right there. It was like, we have to decide this right now. Because in other situations where you're deciding who goes against the banker, they have until the temple to make that decision. No. Amy's like, oh shit, I gotta decide right now.
Yeah, she put it right on the spot. And Amy, she had a chance to be loyal to Rob. And Rob's like, yep, this will be the moment, I know. And it was. She throws Aaron into the bottom. And that leaves Amy a lot of outs. Aaron would probably go after Stephanie, you know, whatever result, like if he does win. But then maybe there's a small chance where he goes after Rob. Regardless, Rob won't be going after Amy or Stephanie. And so that's a great move for Amy. Mm-hmm. And a horrible move for Aaron. Why did you put yourself in this position? Yeah. All you had to do was let Rob be the guesser. He wasn't going to pick you. And even if he was, there's a good chance that everybody else would have too. So, you know. It's a tough spot to be in.
Can I ask a question and tell me if this is like way too like galaxy brain? Is it possible that Aaron was trying to play the middle in that, that he's trying to let Amy and Stephanie and Jordan think that he's kind of with them, also wants Rob to think that he's with them, and so that he is not going to be, you know, I guess he wants, does he want to play against the banker this time? But if somebody else was going up against him, that they wouldn't eliminate him. Is that possible?
He should not want to play against the banker.
He's in a good spot. There are so many people.
I guess nobody wanted to take him out. Yeah. But
I don't think Aaron wants to be responsible for taking out Rob because of his emotional connection. And like, you know, he intellectually understands that Rob is a hard person for him to beat. But I don't think that Aaron really wants to be the person responsible for it. What happens here, though, is they're talking about him in a way, and when I say they, I mean like mostly Stephanie and Amy, are talking about Aaron in a way that he has no agency of his own, and he's just let Rob run his whole game and manipulate him. And like, they're almost taking it to the point where you see Aaron push back, where he's like, okay, It went from kind of like defending me and being like, hey, play your own game, like you are more than capable, to being like, you have just been a puppet of Rob's the entire time and you have no mind of your own. You haven't been playing your own game. And he gets kind of defensive. Like they're kind of criticizing his, you know, going at his ego here, being like, hey, you haven't done anything for yourself. And he kind of is like, actually, I am playing my own game. And I think I've played a pretty good game. Like he doesn't like that approach. And we hear him say, when he goes to pick his case, he says that he's not going to take the lowest case because he wants to prove that he's not being manipulated by Rob.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, right.
They got in his head.
They did. And it's just like, but he, not in a good way. It's just, I don't know. It was tough to see.
It got him to screw up. I mean, it really did, because there's no reason why Rob shouldn't have been going up against the banker here. Aaron should have been letting Rob take out one of Stephanie or Amy, whoever. Probably mm-hmm. Stephanie, because he just got in almost like a shouting match with her not even 24 hours ago. They really did. They got in his head, and then he waffled because he's like, no, I have my own agency in this game. I'm making my own decisions. And so, but yeah, he had to step up for himself and say, hey, bro, like, stop saying that he's manipulating me. Like, I've been here the whole time. If anybody was manipulating you, it was Alyssa. Let's just call it what it is.
That's fact. That's fact. Yeah. And he has good defense here.
I don't appreciate that.
If he doesn't want it to appear like he's just helping Rob win, in this situation, when he rolls up and he's already got 7 marbles in his own thing, and at this point, he's the most likely person to face the banker, then I think if you're Aaron, you have the defense of I don't want to risk myself going home. I don't want to play against the banker. And I need to be putting marbles in another person's thing, and that person isn't taking me out. And as much as I know you guys think that Rob's manipulating me, I know he's not taking me out. And so what is the biggest guarantee in me staying tonight? 1, not going against the banker, and 2, Rob going against the banker, because either he makes a bad deal and goes out and then we all have a more fair chance at this, or he makes a good deal and he's taking out someone that's not me. Like, you can explain that to these women and say, that's why I did what I did. It wasn't about helping Rob and playing his game. It was looking like at this point, the most likely person to face the banker was me. And I didn't want that to be me. So I put them in Rob's. Like, that is a reasonable explanation there. And that's why it was like so hard to see him like not go for the move, because he could have just actually played the middle better in that situation. Let Rob think that he was helping him and been like, hey, I'm just going to like let this play out and then my hands are clean. So that was the part that I really struggled with, because I was like, you are the person most likely to face a banker at that point when you come up.
But just, he didn't know. He couldn't see the marbles, Jenny.
You can't see them?
No.
That's why the reveal is at the end.
It was like
Rob. But he knows that that's, but he also knows that Rob took the lowest case, because they can see the case that they come back with. And he knows that Rob is going to put, they know that you can't put marbles in your own. So he knows that he's going to be giving them to Aaron. So even without seeing them, he knows that that's probably the situation.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, you can't go and argue that to the women and be like, I just felt like Rob gave the marbles to me. They're going to be like, well, I mean, why would you feel that way?
I think you could say that, because he's like, well, does he want one of the three of you to be the person in the bottom? He's obviously going to give them to me. And I don't want to be facing the banker.
I just don't think he needs to appeal to the women at all. Like, just give the marbles to Rob and tell the women.
Yeah.
Because the women want to take him to the end. They don't want to eliminate him. He's still, like, every time Amy looks and looks up and Aaron walks by, all she thinks is, oh, yeah, I can beat him. I got him. There's nothing he can do to stop me. Like, all I got to do is get him to the end. Because eventually she's going to look at Stephanie and be like, I don't want to go up against Stephanie. Stephanie has proven that she is a cutthroat, as they say on Deal or No Deal Island, several times throughout the season. So, yeah, I think he should have just, you know, he tried, like you said, Jenny, it's a half measure. It really was kind of just like, I want to play the middle. It's like, you don't need to play the rhythm. You just need Rob shooting at them shooting at Rob. And that's essentially the middle. The only person who probably would target Aaron would, like, Jordan, maybe, you know, because she would know better even than to take out. Yeah, exactly. Because she would know better than target the girls. So And he just fumbled a little bit. I'm sad. This is my boy. I hate to see him go out like this.
mathematically, could he not have taken the next amount of like the case that Rob expected him to take, put all of his marbles in Rob's case or whatever, and still had a chance without knowing what the others were going to do and what they would take? There was still a chance that Rob wouldn't have Rob wouldn't have been the one against the banker, because he could have been like, well, I thought that Stephanie maybe gave hers to Amy, or I don't know. Like, could he have mapped that out to say like
Stephanie and Amy would have both had to given all their marbles to Jordan. That would have given Jordan 14 right. marbles at that point. Or, but they would have had less. They would have had, yeah, because they would have had the most marbles.
He knows right? at this point, because Amy comes back before Aaron goes. He knows mm-hmm. that she's only, do they know the amount?
Well, he doesn't know the rules. He doesn't know the rules until he gets out there. So he doesn't even know what they're doing. Like, it's not like.
But he gets out there and Amy went before him, and he knows that Amy came back with the highest case. So he mm-hmm. would have, I don't know. Anyway, yeah. I just think that he had better outs to do a half measure there, and he instead kind of showed his cards to Rob mm-hmm. and also like still gave marbles to Rob, which the ladies would have been like, then why would you do it that way?
Yeah.
Sucks.
And then he's be like, I made a mistake. I didn't know. Yeah. I didn't know if I
Rob
put the
said, stop yeah. playing with me. Stop it. Stop it. We've been doing this. This is the final five. Stop acting like you don't understand yeah. how this game is played, Aaron.
mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's like, I read the rules.
If you
upside
can learn
down.
How to play Magic the Gathering, you don't know how to play Deal or No Deal Island.
Yes. Oh my God. I'm so excited for this exit interview. Yes. I have so many questions for my boy. I hope he knows I'm a stan. I hope he doesn't think that I'm like,
I
mad
hope he knows
at him. He did
too.
Great.
Yeah. No, I think he knows. He yeah. knows we love him.
Okay. So Amy has to make a decision. She has to choose between her number two ally or Aaron in this spot. And she says it's a tough decision.
She wants to beat.
Tough decision. It's interesting. Okay, Amy has to break the tie. Stephanie is saying, hey, pick Aaron. Aaron is saying, hey, I'm a little worried if Rob goes in, he's going to eliminate me because I made a mistake.
And Rob's like, I don't know why he said that.
Yeah. I was like, what? I would never do that. I would never. Yeah.
Why would I do that? Why would I do that? I can beat you in the end, Aaron. Yeah. I don't want you out of the game.
But you're mad at me.
It's like, who
it made me
that?
Sad because yeah. I'm like, did he actually truly believe this, or was like, I didn't really understand because
or was he justifying Aaron, pre-justifying what he was going to do?
He was like, it was a defense.
Rob's mad
move.
At me
I
now,
if I,
so I had yeah. to do it.
I have to take you out. You're never going to forgive me in this game. And it plays like, into what Stephanie was saying too, you know, where Stephanie's saying like, he wants to replace you with me. So yeah, if he cuts you right here, me and him are a more formidable duo to Jordan mm-hmm. and Amy than you and him would be, because you keep dropping the ball. What if there's a walkie-talkie challenge, Aaron? What is he going to do with you? So maybe that's why.
Doesn't matter
like,
anymore.
Yeah. yeah, it doesn't even
like
matter
how,
anymore.
How are you going to think that Rob could possibly be more mad at you than he is at Stephanie after we saw their interaction at the temple when Nick went?
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
So that's why I'm like, was this acting? I just don't.
But
don't
Stephanie know. Is still like, don't just do what he wants you to do, Aaron.
Yeah, he's doing it again. He's manipulating you. Rob's like, stop it. Stop it, Rob. It's you. You're the one trying. He's like, no, no, no. La, 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 la. I'm sorry. Can't hear you. Can't hear you over the sound of you manipulating your best friend in the game. Mm-hmm. Like, stop it.
Yeah.
Stop playing with him. I know Rob
and
was fed up.
This well, and Aaron starts to get a little fed up here. This is what I was saying earlier, where he's kind of like, hey,
he doesn't
I'm
like the drama.
Playing my own game. Because they're kind of like treating him with kid gloves at this point. And like mm-hmm. this happens a lot to him. And this is like part of why I just like I get like protective of Aaron,
would
but not in like a not, but no, in a way where I'm like, don't like the way that you talk about him in front of him as if he's like lesser than you is so frustrating. And in your way of like trying to lift him up, you're almost kind of like infantilizing him. And so I was kind of like, yes, Aaron, like tell them, like, actually, no, I am playing my own game here. It's just that his actions in other situations don't line up with that, where it's like, you don't have to prove anything to these people. Like, just let your actions speak for yourself, for themselves. But I like to see him fight back here. And that was another reason why I was so frustrated with how Stephanie acted in the last temple, where she like dug the knife. She knew it's, she had to have known that part of why Aaron was so emotional about the Alyssa thing, because we heard him say, I feel bad that I didn't defend her. And then when he kind of speaks up to Rob's defense at the end of the last episode, when Nick was going, Stephanie said, oh, what, Aaron, say, are you going to say something? Are you going to stick up for someone for once?
She found
his weak spot and poured salt in his open wound. And I just was like, stop that. So I don't know. I just felt like you can't say that Rob is the only person manipulating him when you are literally finding his pressure points and going right after him. So anyway, I'm so glad Aaron fought back here in this moment and was like, actually, play my own game. And it's a pretty damn good game, if I do say so myself.
Underreported. Stephanie kind of know what she's doing. You know, like that.
She does. We
haven't really talked about Stephanie as a game player, but the idea that, yeah, I have to go and drive a wedge between Aaron and his number one allies should not be a novel idea. But we've seen in time and time again, people don't make these moves. They don't tell the lie, right? Like, it's an outright lie. It doesn't have any truth in it. But what if it works? You know, like, she has been scrappy in this game lately.
It's so, the execution, though. That's the thing. Like, the idea, like, her gameplay, her moves all make sense for what she should do, given the, like, lay of the land. But her execution, her bedside manner lacks and is, like, that's where we're struggling.
Okay. Back on the beach, we're going to see Rob and Aaron have this talk. Rob is pouring his heart out to Aaron. Hey, I want to go to the end with you. We, after all we've been through.
If you can,
will you promise me, Aaron? Promise me.
And Aaron said, maybe. I was like,
like, imagine being supposed to, and like the response is maybe. That's how this felt.
A labored maybe too, Rob. So at this point, were you still thinking that maybe was sincere, or do you think by this time Aaron is already warming up to keeping Rob around?
I think that Rob was very much in jeopardy. I just feel like that by the time they get to the temple, I almost feel like that Rob seems like he's secure enough, and Stephanie seems to feel like that she is going to go home. So I feel like by that point, like maybe, but because I really have so much respect for Rob and his ability, like, you know, to understand human psychology and what buttons to push with Aaron. He spent so much time with him. Yes, Aaron got the best of him in the, you know, guess which case game. But I really do think that Rob understands him to this point and was able to, you know, push the right buttons to be able to keep Aaron with him at this point.
Mm-hmm. And they're not going to show us that conversation.
No.
Because we needed the ultimate suspense of what was going to happen here.
Stick so I think that there's definitely games.
Possible. Yeah, because he hit just, with the stick to the plan.
Yeah.
I'm
dead. So he literally got stick to the plan. Yeah.
Yeah.
But meanwhile, Stephanie and Amy are talking and they're saying, Aaron, he's nervous. And Stephanie tells us, Rob is a boil on my ass.
Since my day ass.
One. My ass. Since day damn one. I love this so much because, you know, again, this is what I like in reality TV. I like people who are very competitive and passionate to win, but also, you know, I like a little drama too. It's so,
a little
you
spicy.
Know, it's, yeah, it's really hard to root for Stephanie at this point because she has gone complete villain to the weird point.
Oh, she's leaning
she's
in.
Lying.
Yeah,
she's lying to her allies, lying to her her enemies. She's lying to everybody. She's lying to us, hell. But she's just had it. She's fed up, and she's like, hey, this is the time. Like, it's like this is the make or break moment for Stephanie's game. It really is. The crazy thing is that She's also going to have another make or break moment next week too.
Mm-hmm. That's all she's so got now is make or break.
Yeah.
Like Rob's back is against the wall, but Stephanie's is about back against the wall. Probably just as much, because if Rob's gone, I think people are looking at Stephanie as like, all right, you know, Jordan and Amy are both going to look at Stephanie's direction very quickly.
Okay.
Stephanie has a hard path. What's the difference? She also calls Rob an infected wart on her ass. Is that the same as a boil?
Is a boil an infected wart? I feel like that Big Tom had some boils.
Big Tom, big wart.
Is a boil and a wart?
Yeah.
Boils are caused by a bacterial infection.
Okay.
Warts are viral infections. So
the difference is warts are viral, boils are bacterial.
Mm-hmm. And this is our science corner here.
Thank
on
you. Dealing.
Gosh, we're learning. I am a woman in STEM right now. I got women math covered, science. I'm learning so much here on Don DePod.
Yep.
Minorities in STEM, women in STEM, Rob's in STEM.
Yes. Okay.
Look at us.
All thriving. Right. Jenny, what'd you make of Joe's shirt at the temple this week?
It's funny because like it's a tiger head, I think, or a lion head. I can't remember now.
Like some a leopard or a cheetah. I think it's a cheetah. Yeah.
But like because Joe oozes
the opposite of a boil.
Boil, ew. Yeah, I hope so. He's got a couple. He's doing the cheeky button move, and the buttons are part of the big cat's head. So it did kind of look weird to me.
You're
because
seeing
like,
into the like, big cat's head.
It was open. Yeah.
Right here. So,
like Total Recall.
But it was like, it was colorful. It was fun. It was definitely like, it was a party shirt. Like that was a party shirt.
Mm-hmm.
So it was. I think I liked his excursion outfit more. He had like white pants on and like these like black loafers and like a black shirt. Like it was like it was a black and white party on the beach look. A little bit more chic to me. But you know what? Joe's always bringing the fashion. Like I can't be too mad at it. I'm always ready for his looks. But I like I said before, Kamari and Ben were extra serving in the like. The money green. That's why I had to pull up my money green tank tonight. Like Kamari had the eyeshadow to match. Like they looked hella good tonight.
Fine as hell.
That's fashion corner here.
It's baddies. I said, how y'all do this? How y'all? Because when I did my exit interview with them, I really wanted to know what it took to get a job like this. And they were like, we just fine. I said, oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
We're just really attractive people.
We're really attractive
and they vibe.
People. He was like, and would you pick anybody else? And I was like, no, I wouldn't. I think this is a perfect choice.
I love it.
Okay. So Aaron's going to play Deal or No Deal. Okay. And here we go. Case number 10 is what he does. He's opened a bunch of cases.
Was that the same case? Because he said it was his girlfriend's birthday. And I think that's what he said the first time. So I think he kept the same number as the first time he played.
Okay. Well, he had better luck the first time. We found out about his bubby. Also, I guess not the first time he's been to temple.
No. Yeah. Who knew? I mean, he slipped it in and was like, yeah, by the way, I'm Jewish and I got a bubby. And I was like, cool. Do this one for bubby.
Bubby is five letters.
Yeah.
That was why. Like, I love like such a not Bubby's birthday, not like any other like numerical thing. It's just the word Bubby. Is
it's
five
like
letters.
Yeah. Okay. Well, this is for my dad. There's three letters in the word dad. So
yeah. Mm-hmm. So arbitrary. I loved it. I loved that we got the bubby.
But what a nice moment that he was like, $6 million. He's like, well,
big case.
That's makes sense because she's worth $6 million.
Man. Yeah. Look, my granny just, her birthday was just the other day, man. And I mean, she's worth $6 million more. She's double whatever infinity. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just,
positive
I get it.
Infinity.
I understand. Yeah, I understand. Positive infinity. Yeah, I get it.
How many letters is granny?
It makes that feel like the sting is less too when you open up that $6 million. You're like, you know what? I should have known.
You know what?
That's what Bubby's worth to me.
Yeah, Bubby's worth six for sure.
I just thought the Bubby is five letters was so funny.
I'm going to do that in Wordle tomorrow, Jenny. in honor of Aaron. Not a great one. Not a great one to use. Not a great starter.
People still
know that it is going to show up as a word. You might actually just get the...
People yeah. still wordling. That's a thing. That's
Jenny does it all day. Jenny turned me on to it with her and Shannon when I was in Toronto. Yeah. I do it every day now.
I just got in. I never lost. I just started. In Wordle.
Yeah.
Rob just got in.
I just started.
You just got in Wordle?
He took a Giannis.
I've got like a 5-day streak.
I never did it on my phone. I never had the app before.
Now I do the connections every day.
I do the mini.
I just was very surprised to hear that you were just now getting on the Wordle.
No, Jenny turned me. Jenny turned me on to that. You do it. You do it in the morning when you have coffee. It's a good warm up. Like it's a good bridge to like. I'm like Aaron in the morning. I'm like, I hate my work. I hate email. And then it's like, oh, this is like work adjacent.
It's just like a little brain game when the coffee hits and you're like, all right,
yeah,
let's do Wordle and I'm ready for the day.
Boy, I mean, 3 weeks ago when I saw Jenny in Toronto, I've got a streak at this point. It's got to be at least 18 or 19 days at this point.
It better be, I'm going to check in. You know what?
When I see you in Chicago, Rob, if that
very soon
is not still going,
just a couple days from now,
you just got to keep going a little bit longer. And when I check in on you in about a week's time, it better still be going because I believe
there's been
you
so many good Wordles recently. Okay,
I'm just shocked that you got in so late, Rob. Can I interest you in a game called Temple Run?
What's that about? Is it like
Deal or No Deal?
Yeah,
have you ever heard Angry Birds, Farmville?
What is it? Fruit Ninja?
Fruit Ninja.
Fruit Ninja. That's good. That sounds good. How do you play?
Yeah. Snake 2.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Minecraft.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Minesweeper.
I'm gonna check out.
Minesweeper.
I'm gonna check out Among Us tomorrow. Okay.
Minecraft is actually a game that people play.
That's a new game. I was like, Minesweeper is the game you're thinking of.
And that's literally, Chappelle, that's what I meant. Was Minesweeper. Like, open up Microsoft Games, baby. We're doing Minesweeper, and then we're moving on to Hearts? Solitaire?
Ooh.
Yeah. Solitaire.
Spider Solitaire.
Spider Solitaire. Okay. Be nasty. Yeah. Right. Only for the nasty ones.
All right. Let's talk about the deal that's from the banker. $589,000 offer. It's basically 50-50 for Aaron. No deal. Yeah. Goes back to work.
Easy no deal.
Opens up $100. $500. $5.5 million comes off the board. And so he gets a offer from the banker. $1,119,000. Now, the odds are in his favor. Two cases are lower, one case is higher. Aaron tells us he has a 2 out of 3 chance of being successful. Now, back in the very first deal or no deal of the season, Aaron took it all the way through it. Unlike Nick, kept the suitcase that he had from the start. Here, he says, you know what? Can't beat these odds. 66%. 2 out of 3. Gotta take it.
He acknowledges that that there's still like a very high, like a scary amount of percentage that it doesn't work in his favor.
Yeah, one out of three.
But also, what else are you gonna do?
It's basically you're not going to get better odds based off of how this board is set up. But Chappelle, if you get this far, like we said with Nick, do you have to just go with the case that you picked?
I think so, right?
I guess. I mean, he's playing the odds. You know, he's kind of like, the odds are in my favor. It's not great odds. I mean, but it's as good as it's going to get. It's better odds than he had last time. So yeah, you got to take what you got.
Take what you got.
Well, and if he says no deal here and he wants to open one more case.
Wait, was he going to be able to open one more?
Yeah,
he could have gone.
Yeah,
he
would then open one more case. And then I don't think they would give him a deal after... Or maybe they do just to have like, okay, if your deal is higher than this number, I guess because they gave
the thing,
Nick a deal.
It would have just been between because
Nick got it down to $4.25 million and $4.5 million, and so they gave him a deal that was $4.4 million just to have like a number of like you beat the banker's offer or you didn't beat the banker's offer. They don't do it like okay, if you have the higher case, you lose or you win.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so he would have probably got another deal. But it would have been a true 50-50 at that point.
Yeah,
worse odds like, for sure.
Yes.
Yeah, and potentially a reduction of offer?
No, the number's going down.
Yeah.
No, because what was still on the board? So it was...
Well, he had the 3.5, right?
He had 3.5. And what were the other two cases that were on the board? I never... I know one was higher.
1 million, I think, was one of them.
Yeah,
I think that was the thing was that there was
I guess
was
if
like
he
750 well, and I think he it was could, 750 1 million and then 3.5.
Right. And we know he could not have opened the 3.5 million because that was going to be on so his offer would have gone up no matter which case he opened. So the offer probably would have been somewhere like it depends on which one he opens, but probably in the neighborhood of like $3 million. But
do you think that the banker, okay, so say he says no deal, the one case that he opens up is the 1 million.
Okay.
So there's probably a 750 out there and 3.5. Could the banker not reduce the offer?
I think that the like if this is like the banker is being, true deal or no deal. Like, I think
that the spirit of the game is you stay in,
wants to reward that.
Yeah, but he's going to give you like an average between the two and probably a little bit on the higher. So he's probably, the offer probably would have been like 1.8 million. Like, even though you did a bad job,
wouldn't have been much of an increase.
You opened a big case, but the banker says, okay, he likes the cut of your jib.
He likes the cut of their jib. I love this banker. You know, it's almost time for us to meet the banker.
Almost.
Y'all. I'm excited. Ready.
All right, hold that thought for a second, Chappelle. All right.
Gotcha.
All right. Let's open up the case. Oh, 3.5 million. Sorry.
And my heart sank.
You could feel the collective heart sinks around America, right?
Like, I hate the banker. I hate this.
We definitely hate the banker. I was so sad. I was really like trying to in my mind think, wait, like, so Aaron lost. Like he really lost. Like, damn. So
the lights went down.
Oh. Yeah.
But Rob is safe, though, right?
Sad.
Yeah.
Right. And then that was in the back of my head. I was like, wait. So Boston Rob is in the final four of this game, which is insane, y'all. Like, let's just call it what it is. Why is this man right here? How did they let him do this?
How does he keep getting away with it, Chappelle?
Can't keep getting away with it.
The thing is, like, these last two eliminations have been bittersweet because it was like, okay, Nick went last week. That was ultimately better for Rob, but like, wasn't really like I guess it made it easier for competition wise for Rob, but I was like, I was not happy to see Nick go. I was like, kind of sad. And then it's like, yes, I want Rob to keep having a chance here, but at the cost of Aaron. But I think that my heart was going to be broken no matter what, because you might have just taken Rob out. Oh.
Maybe.
And then
maybe
this is the point where I start crying, guys.
crying.
Sorry. I was crying because, and you know what really got me? Because I can tell, like I said, Joe was really sad to see Nick go. Joe, definitely sad to see Aaron go, and Jordan is crying and giving, telling Aaron like how proud of him she is. And he played in an amazing way and all of these things that I think that he needed to hear, because a lot of people have been just spending the entire game telling him that he's playing Rob's game. And then what the nail in the coffin for the tears for me was seeing Rob get choked up, and I knew it was coming. But it's like when Rob, if you cried, you as in Rob Sesternino, if you cried, I would be an absolute mess.
Anything?
And that's, yes.
Oh, Jenny, just wait till football season starts. Yeah.
Well, then don't show me you crying because I will cry. I cried at my massage earlier today because my RMT was telling me about her putting down her cat. I will cry. I cry, not the super easiest, but like when people that I see as like my pillar of strength, you know, like the person, like, you know, it absolutely, I don't know what it is. I just like, so seeing Rob cry was like, oh my God. And it's not like he was like bawling, but to see him get emotional. And I love when men get emotional. I love it.
It's but also a little misty in here.
Yeah. Cause I know he cares about Aaron. That was the thing. We've heard him say, like, yes, he was trying to win a game. Yes. He got frustrated with Aaron at times, but he cares about him. He came over for supper. Damn it.
He needs Aaron more than he thought.
Yeah. And that I just
thought his life was full.
He didn't realize he had room on the roster for Aaron. And he just learned how to spell his name today.
To adopt two sons, Aaron and Jonathan from Survivor 42, who ironically are the two most mismatched people in the whole world.
Yeah, can never get them Rob in the photo together.
He gonna get a son, whether I like it or not. Like, he gonna get one of them. Yeah. He's like, I can't. Like, yeah. It's the only thing that he just cannot seem to win. That battle right there.
Aaron.
But
hey, hop in Jonathan's pocket. We gotta go somewhere. Come on, loser. Come on, Mr. Aaron. Get in my pocket.
You know, Rob says to Aaron, like, you're a good guy. I'm gonna miss you, and I'm proud to know you. And I said, ooh, right in the heart. You know, just like, I too am going to miss this friendship here. This is what I'm doing.
It was very fun. It was a very fun, unlikely reality TV duo. You know, that it was the heart of the show, the relationship between Rob and Aaron. And I can't believe we got it for 10 weeks.
We are so lucky. We should not, like, yes, it was very much a don't cry.
Don't cry that it's over. Yeah.
Because it happened. Mm-hmm. And that's what got me through the end of the episode in the tears was that I was like, you know what? I wouldn't cry if I hadn't been so blessed to watch this because it was beautiful. I loved it.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
We get a little teaser for next time. Okay. That seems like the banker's showing up.
I'm excited. Mm-hmm. I'm so excited. I don't know why. Like, I guess I'm an excitable person. You move one exciting thing out the way, right, and I go look to the next shiny thing.
Should we talk it through of who would be potential candidates? We've talked about Howie Mandel.
Yeah, how would it not be Howie Mandel? Like, what
would be relevant?
Although, we talk about the look of the banker, Jenny. It looks like the banker was wearing some kind of like pink suit, some kind of like white loafers. Is that a Howie Mandel look?
I think so. Howie's a snazzy
dresser. I could
see
him rocking it. Like, I definitely could. I mean, maybe that's his island look, you know, with the banker's island. Mm. I don't know. It's been teased so much that I'm like, what else would make sense? Or is it just someone random and famous? Because why would they build this up?
Yeah.
If it didn't,
who
if
else
it was
could it
nothing.
Be?
That's what I'm saying. I don't know.
I don't know.
Chappelle?
It's gotta be Howie Mandel. I mean, seriously, who else could it be that would make any type of impact, right? Unless it's just like, you know, Joe Manganiello's the host, but we've brought in Sookie Stackhouse, you know, like Bill Compton. Yeah, yeah, it's just like,
what if it's Jeff Probst and he said,
I don't think he can cross the streams, cross the streaming platforms. Okay.
Oh, we're on the wrong network here.
That's just the part of me that is dying to imagine him wearing this outfit.
What if it's Lex Vandenberg?
Oh, but that'd be pretty wild. Yeah.
He's like, I came here for one only. You're just a snack.
I'd be so excited though, because I love Lex.
Okay. Oh, all right.
It's gotta be Howie, right? Like, there's nothing else makes sense. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
we want to hear if you have if anyone.
I think
else
it's got to be somebody
argument.
That's in the Peacockverse, right? The NBC. Like,
could it be Alan Cumming?
Not wearing those shoes.
He might. I don't know.
Not my Alan Cumming. Alan be dressing.
Okay, let me just see.
It could be his, but we've seen his Scotland wardrobe. He might have a different beach look.
Okay.
His yacht look.
Can I? There's got to be synergy, right? So who are the stars of NBC?
Alan Cumming?
Okay.
I think he is like the face of what NBC reality shows are right now.
But that's Peacock. This is on NBC, like, Chappelle. Could it be somebody
NBC
from
okay. NBC Peacock?
All right. Let me give you. All right. We are on right after The Voice. Okay.
Okay.
Could it be?
Is it Blake Shelton?
All right. Could it be
he's not even on The Voice.
On The Voice anymore. Okay.
The biggest mainstay of The Voice.
Okay.
Or is it Carson Daly?
No, could be. Okay. Could it be Chance the Rapper?
Not in those shoes.
Okay. John Legend.
Probably in those shoes. But why would John Legend be the banker? Is this John Legend?
So random.
Yeah. Reba's not wearing those shoes either.
It's like...
Ice tea time. It was right there in front of us.
Okay.
Time.
Okay. I thought about this last week when we were talking about who wouldn't respect the pearl necklace. And I was like, Ice tea does love a good pearl necklace, but not like this. And then I was like, and also they keep mentioning tea over and over again. He's kind of nagging them a little bit. He is a star of NBC. I thought about Ice tea last week, and I couldn't figure out how to work my pearl necklace.
I've got one for you. Okay. Jimmy Fallon.
Boo! Tomato!
Jimmy Fallon.
Boo, one
of the faces of NBC. Longtime Survivor fan. Invented the Rob and Sandra hideout on The Edge of Extinction.
That's a different network,
though.
Seemed
to be the Rob and Aaron hideout.
Jimmy Fallon's on NBC.
But I'm talking about the Survivor tie-in. You know
okay,
what I'm saying?
That's like, fine. Just, but hey, Jimmy Fallon, you want to see Boston Rob? You want to come out here and do the gag for? Yeah. He loves bits. He loves bits.
I like Jimmy Fallon a lot. I just feel like that would be so underwhelming because it just feels like this is a Howie Mandel spot to me. I don't know. I don't know.
I like the think tank of who else would make sense.
George Lopez.
He ain't wearing them shoes.
I love
that everything is just about who would wear these shoes.
You know, that's my favorite topic in the world. Like, show, Jimmy shoe pictures.
You do know yeah. shoes.
Mm-hmm. So, Lester Holt.
I'll let you cook.
Who?
Yeah, Rob, you lost us.
Yeah, Seth Meyers.
I'm giving you the faces of
NBC.
Yeah.
That would be fun. Seth Meyers, Jimmy like, Fallon would be fun.
Mm-hmm.
Mount Rushmore of NBC.
Yeah.
Who are you putting on the Mount
You don't think
Rushmore?
It could be Jane Lynch, do you?
Oh, that would be perfect. She would wear those shoes.
Mm-hmm. You'd be really thrown off if it was Jane Lynch.
I don't think anybody
from Law & Order.
Is there any NBC show coming up next? Like what's hot next on NBC?
What's hot next? Like what's coming up like in June?
Could they be promoing somebody else, you know, like as like an intro to like, is it the bonus Jonas, you know, is he popping up
or something like that?
Right. So that's what I'm saying. I'm looking for that like equivalent to like, what could be the next show on NBC to where it's like,
All right, here we go. All right. So this is good thinking, Chappelle, because we know famously on NBC summertime, AGT, also Howie Mandel. So I do think that does lend a little bit to back to Howie, but also, okay.
It just makes sense.
Also, I don't think it's Sofia Vergara. Okay. Okay.
I think it's a man.
All right.
Tom Brokaw.
No, it's not Tom Brokaw. Simon Cowell.
Oh.
He would make a good banker.
He would actually.
Okay.
But then we'd want to hear from him. We'd want to hear. Let me give you.
Simon Cowell's interesting. Okay. How about Terry Crews?
In those shoes.
I could
see him wearing that pink suit though.
Yeah. No. For sure. The pink suit. Yes. But those shoes are just like, it just don't give me Terry Crews vibes. Mm-hmm. I could be wrong, but I just to me, I wanted more for my Terry Crews appearance.
Okay.
I just think that, like, if you're getting, like, you're only using Terry Crews for just this, like, one little reveal. I don't know. I can
Terry
imagine
Crews
how
loves being a guest star on things.
That's true. That is a good point. And he's done some of the rounds, but I'm having a
We've
hard
done
time.
A great
getting
job
past
of nailing Alexander. All of the potential candidates for the judge. I'd be very surprised if the judge is not, or I'm sorry, the banker is not on this list of people that we've mentioned.
Oh, like snap. It's gotta be Julie Chen's music, and she comes out.
Oh yeah. My god!
Do we think there's any percent chance it could be a woman? I mean, that no. Joe has said he.
He's been saying he like, I can't imagine, but you know, we could. There could always be a blind side.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. I want it to have impact. Like, I want the person for them to all be like, oh, no. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you get, like, the too hot to handle reveal or something like that. Like, that's what I want. So, I think so. Howie Mandel, we know that the one through line between all these people is that they all are fans of Deal or No Deal. So, in my mind, or maybe it's like an iconic Deal or No Deal contestant. You know what I'm saying? Maybe it's like a fan favorite.
Yes, of course.
Yeah. Fan favorite John Carpenter from Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. You know what I'm saying? Like something like that. We're like, oh, snap, it's you. You know, like okay. We all know you because we all watched you on the show.
All right.
It's Howie.
Chappelle's got a must listen to interview with Aaron with one R coming up on Tuesday. And then next week, don't want to tip our hand too much. We've got a pretty exciting episode coming up next week. That's all I'm going to say. Okay. Can't say, I'm not allowed to say anything else. All right.
Okay.
All right. Don't unsubscribe now, baby.
Yeah, it's not time yet.
Thanks. All right.
Listen, the Dondi fans, the real ones, the ones who be in the comments telling me and Jenny that we can't count, thank y'all for being here. We do appreciate that all the listeners, because we've been preaching the gospel of this show for weeks, and everybody who's been chiming in, giving feedback in the comments, in the chat, we really do appreciate y'all being a part of this, because I don't get to hit or quit often, but when I am hitting, I love when I'm hitting and quitting. With
yes. Jenny, you coined the Millie gang. What's the name for our Dondi fam?
Dondi. Dondi gang?
The Dondi.
Dondies.
Crocodile
Dondies.
Mm-hmm.
The crocodile Dondies.
The D's. Yes.
I don't know, because I mean, I've said I'm fond of Dondi. I'm fondy of Dondi, but like fondy, the Dondi, I don't know. Wow, I'm off my game. I don't really know what it's just like the Dondi squad.
All right, I'm gonna give you
know.
A second. Like, give you a minute to think about it while I ask Chappelle what else he's got coming up.
Yeah.
Well, you can find me on recapkickback.com podcasting about whatever the hell I want to talk about. And so recently we've had a lot of good programming on there. Check it out. I mean, you can see Abbott Elementary coverage. You can see Martha's Vineyard, Summer House, Martha's Vineyard coverage on there. Weekly content from me, Mari, and Tyrone, and whatever aspect where we've talked about Beyonce this season. We've talked about the movie Shirley on Netflix. We've talked about Good Times. We just talk about whatever I want to talk about, and it's a great time. So follow at Recap Kickback wherever you get your podcast, and on all social media platforms as well. And then check me out here on RHAP. Again, talking about Below Deck on the Bravo Wrap-Ups feed and live with Sasha every Wednesday. Still doing Netflix coverage on the Nothing But Netflix podcast. Doing Survivor coverage with Rob Sestanino here on Club Condo. It's been a wild season of Survivor, a wild season of Dondi, and we're talking about it all here on RHAP. So, you know, subscribe to all of those podcast feeds. And of course, follow me on Twitter at Recap Kickback.
Yeah. When did we start Dondi? Back in January?
Been a long time.
Was it January or was it February?
February.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. I mean, one episode a week, and we're down to the final five. It started off with 13
summer.
People, you know?
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh my God. Final I would four. Love her to be summer.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. All right. Jenny, anything?
I mean, like, could it just be the briefcase brigade?
A brigade.
Well, the briefcases, I don't know. I think that this is one that I'm going to need some assist.
Yeah. All right, let us know in the comments.
Yeah, if you have a good one, like if you have a good Dondi like name.
Yeah.
Did you notice that Joe calls them the guests?
Mm.
Is this new? Mm. I just noticed it. Because
they're on a resort, right? Because they're doing
it. Yeah. Private island. Yeah. Yeah.
It's his private island. Mm-hmm. So I just thought it was funny. Like, he doesn't refer to them as like contestants or like players. He calls them guests. So I don't know. We could, you could even just be like the Dondi guests, but like,
yeah.
Mm. I don't know.
We'll workshop.
Mean more to me than just guests.
Yeah. By the finale, we'll get this. Okay.
We'll get there.
All right.
And, you've been promoting, applying for Dondi season 2.
Yes.
So yeah. I'm really hoping we get it.
Okay. Hopefully they open the door to Canadians, Jenny.
Yeah. I don't know if the door is shut, but yeah.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us. Check out the exit interview and looking forward to next time. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.